The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Shalene decided she wants to start honoring her listeners by either reading a review that someone left us or by playing one of the voice messages that our listeners have left for Shalene. Today, we are going to read a review from Addie B11. Been listening faithfully for at least a couple years now. Shalene and Brock always bring helpful, interesting, and inspiring podcasts. Thank you for being so generous with your expertise. You both are awesome.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
Cool. Okay, so today we're talking about creating an ebook, which is one of the easiest ways for you to taste and experience what it's like to earn a little bit of money online. Now, as you know, I love it when you create ebooks as freemiums, but I'm also a big fan of, if you're going to put that much effort into an ebook, of creating something that's at a lower price level, that's an introductory offer, or what we refer to as a baby offer. It's a starting point. It's a place for your customers to start. Today, I'm going to detail for you the story of a 19-year-old girl who released her ebook yesterday and made, are you ready for this? $5,000 in one day. First, the details. She's selling this book for $29.99. Apparently, at a certain point, she's going to probably bring the price down to $19.99, but as an introductory offer, she wanted to test and see how the audience, how her customers, how her followers, this is her very first product she's ever offered, how her followers would respond to a $29 offer. The ebook details a four-week plan for strength training. That's it. There's no nutrition plan. It's a four-week strength training program. The book starts with a brief description of the problem that she's solving, which was figuring out how to get out of the cardio loop. Of course, it shares a little bit more about her own personal story, you know, on an emotional level. But at the core of it, the beginning chapter is really just kind of a brief synopsis of her personal story and where that left her and how she struggled to change her body composition and be able to maintain a physique without doing hours and hours of cardio, just how to get right into strength training. And then it detailed very short 30-minute workouts that you could do daily for a total of 4 weeks, upper body, lower body, and full body. Each one of the exercises is broken down with photographs. So you can see like, okay, the beginning part of the move, the middle, and the end part of the move. And then there's a brief description of each one of the exercises. It's a total of, I believe, 70 pages. And it's a PDF. It's not on Amazon. It's just delivered once you enter your email address. Then that person's sent an email reply or confirmation, I should say, with a link. And they click on the link and it downloads and then uploads to whatever app they use for reading an ebook. The photos are primarily black and white. She shot the photos by renting an empty warehouse for $50, which is pretty cool. I guess there's apps where you can search for these kinds of empty locations. Really cool space. And by the way, I will post a link to the ebook as well as some photos on my blog. So if you go to shalene.com and just look at our most recent blog post there with regard to creating an ebook, I'll post some photos there so you can see what it looks like. But really cool, she shot them on her iPhone. Actually, she didn't shoot them. She asked her 20-year-old girlfriend, who's not a photographer, to shoot the photos for her. Just some simple equipment, just some, you know, free weights, and they shot it in a matter of a couple of hours, used apparently a really inexpensive light from the Home Depot in this rented warehouse for $50. The photos were all shot on her iPhone. They were uploaded to Dropbox, and eventually they were sent off to a freelancer on Upwork.com. Yes, Upwork.com. What did she do next? Then she wrote out the book. So she wrote out her intro. She wrote out her story. She wrote out descriptions of each one of the exercises. Then, once again, she uploaded it to Upwork, paid someone overnight $50 to review all 70 pages, to do a clean copy edit, proofread it, etc. And her next step was then to get the photos back from the person that she sent them off to on Upwork to edit them. So I can't remember how many photos there were, several hundred. Again, under $100 to have all of those edited, put a cool filter on them. And those photos and the copy were then sent off to a third Upwork individual who laid out the graphics. So laid it out as an ebook. And there's plenty of people on Upwork who that's specifically what they do. They design ebooks. And they asked her a series of questions like, okay, will this be a book that eventually will be read? Is this a book that you're anticipating people will print? Do you want people to just downloading a link and then viewing it from their phones? Pretty basic questions. But she did share with me that responding to those questions or getting all those questions felt overwhelming at first. I was like, oh, I don't know. Do I want it on Amazon? Do I want it to be on Kindle? Or do I just want to sell it on, you know, just my own website and have people download it to their phone? And that held her up, she said, for about a week. And then she finally just decided, you know what, let me just get it out there. And I'm just going to take the easiest route possible and say, nope, I'm not selling it on Amazon, not selling it on Kindle. I just want people to be able to download it and view it from their phone. Once she did that, the person who laid it out, I think that was perhaps the most expensive, I'll have to confirm that, the most expensive piece, which I believe she paid under $200 to have the whole book laid out for her. And it's beautiful, by the way. And of course, she's just following all of the principles that we teach inside our Marketing Impact Academy. So this is going to be her baby or introductory offer. So now she's got the book designed beautifully. It's been edited, photos inserted. It's on brand. She loves the way it looks. She loves the feel of it. It's on brand. And her next step was to then send it to several friends and family members to get their take on it. Do the exercises make sense? Is there anything I need to explain further? What do you think about the exercises? What do you think about the story? Are there pieces that should be shortened or lengthened? You know, that kind of feedback can really help you to feel even more confident about the content that you're putting out. So she completes all of those things, and her next step is, and I hope you're writing this down because these are the things you'll need to do to create your first ebook. Why not? You know, let me just digress and let's talk about you for a second. Why haven't you written an ebook? There's things you've figured out. I don't care what it is. You figured out something that somebody else would be like, yeah, I wish I did have like a simplified guide. You know, for example, the other day I was trying to figure out for myself what types of herbs are best for helping the thyroid. And there are so many different websites and I was like, oh, these are, you know, and it's like, okay, I'm screenshotting things and some of the people are more reputable than others. And there's, you know, certain sites would tell you, okay, you know, try these herbs, but I didn't know what dosages to consider or where was a reputable place to find them online. And I thought to myself, if I could just find the right person who offers an ebook that I could download, and within that ebook, there were links to reputable sources where I could find high quality herbs and natural supplements. Are you kidding me? Of course I'm paying for that. So what is it that you know that you could turn into an ebook? Have you started a successful chiropractic business? Well, what goes into that? My very first ebook, it was entitled Everything You Need to Know to Start Your Own Personal Training Business. And that very first ebook I started selling in, let's see, Brock wasn't born yet. So I started selling it in 1996. That was like when the internet went like that, for reals. And I was the original spammer. I found a message board where there were personal trainers talking about starting a business. And this is back in the days where we just weren't as savvy. So whenever anyone entered their question, it also showed their email address. And I just would stay up all night, every night, and I'd just be like, That was me typing. I would actually just send that person a little message and be like, hey, I saw your comment. I saw you left your email address. I'm not sure if you're interested, but this is an ebook that I have. And I would literally, again, this is back in 1996 or seven, I would get checks in the mail. Like, it wasn't even as simple as it is today to set up accepting payments. But it was knowledge that I had. It was knowledge that was out there. But when people are looking for a solution, they are willing to pay you to put it all in one cohesive, easy to understand, condensed framework. So what have you figured out? I want you to do a brainstorm. Now, ideally, it would make the most sense if you consider creating an ebook that kind of relates to part of your journey. In other words, if I created an ebook today about how to start a personal training business, that's not the best introductory or baby offer considering the journey that I want to take my customers on today. However, if I were an individual who does masterminds for people in fitness and I taught people who have a fitness business how to scale without having to spend more hours with their clients, and that's who I was targeting, and maybe I offered a $1,000 course or a $500 event where I specifically targeted fitness professionals who wanted to scale their business. Well, then creating a baby offer that was an ebook teaching people how to start an in-home personal training business would be the ideal introductory offer. So considering where you are today and how it is you want to help people and what it is you have expertise in, what things you've figured out, I want you to ask yourself, what knowledge do you have that might be able to earn you a little extra money? Now, let's go back to this young lady who created this ebook. By the way, she has no interest in doing anything in fitness, but she did figure this out for herself. And because it is of interest to her and something that people were asking her about, she saw the opportunity. Sometimes you have to just let go of this idea that whatever it is you create has to 100% relate to your bigger purpose or the thing ultimately you want to do. I encourage you to just think about, where's there opportunity? Because that opportunity often opens up your eyes and shifts your mindset in such a way that now you realize you can do it. And that's exactly what happened with her. So she finished doing all of the pieces of the book, the writing, the photos, the assembly, etc. The only thing that was left to do, she even bought a domain name where she was going to sell the ebook. The only thing that was left to do was kind of connect the pieces, connect her bank account so she could accept PayPal and credit cards, and then to connect the domain name that she had reserved to a shopping platform like Shopify or Squarespace as examples. And that's where things hit a wall. And for so many people, that is the piece that stops them, as was the case for this young lady, whose project was then put on hold for 5 months. For 5 months, it weighed in the back of her head, in the back of her mind, as this nagging thing that she needed to do. Little did she realize that whenever she would experience anxiety because she was just enjoying herself or relaxing, it was that last piece, this project that she never pushed over the finish line, that was creating this kind of unidentified anxiety. Do you feel that sometimes? Like, where there's, you don't know what it is, but you just feel like there's something else you should be doing. And maybe if you really thought about it, you would know what it is. But then when you think about it, it feels so big, it becomes like a monster. It becomes bigger than what it really is. And the same is true for this young lady. Now, this young lady happens to be my daughter, Sierra. And I knew this project was all the way to the finish line. The only thing she had to do was like break through the tape. All she had to do was connect those final pieces. I knew that that was less than a day's worth of work. But she's an adult. So she finished it when she was 18 and there it sat. And I would bring it up, oh, maybe every month or two. And I would simply say, hey, if you need any help finishing that, let me know. Just so that she was aware, that I was aware, that she was aware it wasn't done yet. And she'd done all of the hardest pieces. And then about a month and a half ago, she called me and said, hey, mom, are you available on Friday? I want to come down and sit down with you and review my final to-do list to get this thing to launch. I said, great, that sounds awesome. Now, what I knew is that she already knew everything she needed to do, but by scheduling that meeting with me, it was holding herself accountable. And when we met, she drove down from LA to spend the day with me in Orange County. She had a notebook prepared with all of the steps that she needed to complete in order to pull the trigger and offer her ebook for sale. It was literally less than a day's worth of work, and she was really, really excited about it. And drumroll, please. Yesterday, she launched it, and I'm super excited for her. She had over 155 sales in less than 24 hours. Now, that's almost $5,000 in sales. Can she expect to maintain that pace? Definitely not. That's a big enough hit. And I'm telling you, she got her first two orders at 11 o'clock at night. And when you're a mom and the phone rings at 11 o'clock at night, you answer the phone. So I'm like, hello. And she's like, she was breathless. She's like, oh my God. Okay. Okay, mom. Okay. So I'm going to write so many ebooks. I'm going to start so many websites. Guess what? This is crazy. I'm getting orders like crazy. I'm like, how many orders do you have? She's like, I've got two orders already. I said, you just got bit by the bug. And that's what I want you to feel. That's what I hear people say inside the Marketing Impact Academy, my own students. Because we force them to launch something. I say, I don't care if it's what you're passionate about. Don't think that you have to create something that's going to pay the mortgage or that you're going to, you know, end up on MSNBC or it's going to be the end all be all. Just create something. If you've never sold anything online, you need to sell something. I don't care if it's something you've created or something you've imported or you're an affiliate for. But the moment you get a payment overnight from a stranger, that's when, for most people, there's a major mindset shift and you realize this is possible. Anything is possible. It's like Jake Bedard, one of my favorite stories, one of my favorite students. He started a drop ship business where he was importing, I dare say, some of the ugliest, sorry, I know everyone has their own personal taste, but some of the ugliest women's necklaces. They were these like big turtle necklaces with like turquoise on them and stuff. And he was importing those and selling them on Facebook. And in his first year of doing so, he made $100,000. Now, Jake is like this athletic, cool kid. Definitely, this is not his life's passion. This is not his life's work. But, you know, sometimes when you're young and you haven't experienced a lot of things and you're in school, you don't know what it is you don't know yet. You don't know what your life's work is supposed to be or your purpose. But as long as you're willing to just put something out there, it will come to you. And it did for Jake. That business gave Jake the inspiration and the funding to start his next business, which was something he was far more passionate about, which was helping people in third world countries to build wells. Clean water in third world countries. So, but the knowledge that he gained and the know-how and the understanding, like that's what I'm really excited about for Sierra. By the way, the ebook is great. Now, if she wanted to develop this into a bigger business, oh, for me, I can see exactly where it needs to go next, but it's not mine. It's hers. It's hers to figure out. So I am not going to take the lead. That's hers to figure out. For my husband, Brett and I, our only objective with wanting Sierra to finish this project is exactly what we knew Brock experienced when he sold his first online product. And that is the realization that it's not that hard and that there are people out there that you can help with something that to you seems like no big deal, second nature. There's so many things that you know that are so exactly under your nose that you can't even believe that somebody would pay for them, but you will be helping people by offering that information. And, you know, mission accomplished. She feels that. She gets it. She realizes, as you will too, it's not that hard. But you've got to follow through. You got to bust through that tape. You've got to cross the finish line. So what is that for you? This episode today, there's a call to action. And my call to action to you is, what is your baby offer? What is your introductory, that first thing or that next small thing that you need to offer online? I want you to reach out to me. Send me a message on Instagram. Take a screenshot of this podcast while you're listening to it on your phone and then hit me up on Instagram. I am at Chalene Johnson, and just send me a message and say, you know what mine is? I need to write an ebook about how to find the right retirement home for your aging parent. You know what I need to do, Chalene? I need to import these necklaces that I'm wearing all the time and people are always asking about. Chalene, you know what I need to do? I've started a chiropractic business and I need to create an ebook or an online course, something. But here's the deal, guys. The challenge is I want you to create something small, like the very first little thing. Or maybe you created something big and you forgot to create that on-ramp piece or that small introductory offer. I want to know about your baby offer. What is it? What is it you need to create? Because I believe in you. I just want you to take action. I want you to take action and not worry about it being messy or being the be-all, end-all. I just need you to feel that feeling. All right, and if you want to check out Sierra's book, now listen, she's an adult, so I have no say over the title of her book. But the title of her book is, are you ready for this? FCK Running. Got it? And that's the domain name. FCKrunning.com. Mm-hmm. That's how she feels about running. All right. Well, there you go. Check it out. I think she'd love it if you did. You could even purchase the ebook so you could see exactly how it was laid out. And I'm sure if you reached out to her in social media, she would share with you the freelancers that she used on Upwork. Hey, that's it for today. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day, this is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.